Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Glenn Martell joins us. He's the CEO of the Nevada Builders Alliance, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Glenn Martell. He is the CEO of the Nevada Builders Alliance. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Great. Good morning, Sam. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. So we were just chatting before we got started here about the Boys and Girls Clubs. And what are they doing down in your area?
So the Boys and Girls Club just opened a new facility in the Gardnerville-Minden area. Lois Ray and her family were kind enough to donate a new building for them. And so Brett Zanino and his crew just opened that up. So that's a brand new facility down there for those folks needing that daycare and those extra time down there. And then also in Carson City, Brett and his team are looking at some additional sites. And they've actually kind of identified three or four sites across Carson City that they're looking at doing kind of a identifying different work areas, and they're trying to get into those areas. So really a unique opportunity, I think, to provide some of those amenities and services that some of these new families might need as they move into the area and support Nevada's growth.
Well, also, I mean, you know, one of the things that people don't think about, but is real, is that within communities, you have natural growth, which is kids grow up, they want to move out from their parents' house, they want to stay in the area, they need housing as well, and then they're going to need childcare for their families.
Yes. And that, we've talked about that in the region, right? Not only, you know, that, you know, myself, my parents moved here back in the 70s, and I've been around and done a few things, but always come back to Carson City, and I want my kids that are here now happy and have job opportunities, and my grandson's here now. Although young, but yes, all of those things are here, and we want that internal growth and to be able to support Nevada's future. So yeah, those are all things that a lot of people forget, that it's not just us that have been here for a while. It's all of our family members and then the folks that love our communities and want to be here and part of Nevada.
John Boyd Jr. was on the program here recently. He does relocation for companies that want to move into regions, does a lot of work with UNR. He was saying after the election that he expected to see a lot of announcements of companies moving to this region. The election's over. Are you hearing things?
I think across the board, the elections, there's just a lot of nervousness, I guess is a good word, heading into any major election cycle like
always.
We just had. So I think that allayed some fears or some concerns and set some directions, right? So yes, I think a lot of businesses have kind of been ready to now to sign those agreements and move, and people as well. Projects, you know, that we're working on and with some of our builders, They were waiting to see what mood would be, and the mood is here now. We know what that is, and they're ready to move forward. So I think there's a lot of continued interest in Nevada. I think it might have accelerated just a little bit on that front as we move into 2025. Yes.
Yeah, no kidding. I was just in Carson City yesterday, and looking at the legislative building, there's a lot of construction work going on the outside of that. Are they going to be ready for February?
You know, they tell me they are, right? I've asked a couple people that I know around the building, and they say, no, we're going to be ready. I'm like, all right, well, you know, the glass is up and the coatings are up now, so I'm hoping they're going to be there, concrete going down, I hope soon. But looking forward to that. That'll be a neat addition there and provide some extra security and options for people to get in and out of there and provide some good service for the residents of Nevada that are in there in the legislative building.
Well, we have to shoot a new promotional video for our coverage in Carson City of the legislature, because we're really the only TV show that is based in Carson City for the majority of the session. And so we need the outside of the building to be done.
You got to have it look pretty. Got to look good.
Yeah. No, we can't fake it. You know, it was sad when we were in D.C. Not that the work didn't need to be done, but when they were working on the Capitol, and they had all the scaffolding up there. You know, it was kind of like, I'm in D.C. and I'm looking at scaffolding instead of the Capitol building.
Yeah, well, you can come down Friday night when they light it up. It'll look good when they turn those Christmas lights on in front of the Capitol Friday night.
Yeah, and, you know, Curry Street just continues to look fabulous. Yeah. I mean, I think there needs to be a major advertising campaign for Carson City to talk about the restaurants and the shops that they got down there. It's really unique. And it's a very short drive from South Reno, especially.
It's interesting you mentioned that, Sam. We've been talking with Carson City as well about some of that and how to unify some of the efforts to advertise Carson City and possibly using downtown Carson as kind of that focus for both tourists and residents, right? Not only residents of Carson, but like you said, residents of South Reno that might be looking for something a little bit different. So I think Carson City has some good ideas on the books. And again, with their election over now and their board and mayor said, I'm looking forward to a good 2025 in Carson as well.
Well, you know, it was interesting. The hospital industry, I think, was the first one to realize that there was a lot of opportunity in South Reno to be drawn into Carson City, because the distance was a lot less to go to Carson City than was necessarily with the new freeway than it was to go into downtown Reno.
Absolutely. I just drove in through Washoe Valley coming in this morning, right? And yeah, at this time of the morning and even earlier with that new highway, like you said, the last few years, it is a nice, easy drive unless there's a lot of snow on the ground, but it's a nice drive.
Yeah, please don't mention that, because we got a lot of driving to do to Carson City during session. All right, let's talk about your industry. How are things? We've had a lot of conversation on the program in the last few days about workforce development. I know that's one of your huge issues. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing good. And I think, you know, workforce development is always an issue. We've talked about that before, as you mentioned. And right now, again, you know, Nevada, just in the construction industry, trades are tens of thousands of jobs short still. I think in the last year and a half or so, we're probably 12 or 13,000 that were created in addition to what was there before. So a lot of jobs to fill. And
so hang on. So 13,000 created, 10,000 unfilled, or is that, in addition?
13 in addition, just over the last year and a half or so, you know, give that number. So yeah, there's tens of thousands that are across the trades in the construction industry that's available. And part of our efforts have been reaching out to some of these schools that are specialized in trying to get these young adults into the construction trades. And, you know, we have a partnership here with Ace High School in Reno and Southern Nevada Trade High School down in Las Vegas. Those kind of, you know, reaching out to those young adults trying to get in. And one of the things we're working with now is with the school districts and our partners there is how do we get down into the middle school level when these young kids are thinking about what they might want to do with their life, or they see their uncle or their aunt working in something. We're trying to get down that middle school and actually have those conversations and have contractors and people in meeting with the schools with that. So we're really looking forward to, I think there'll be some new energy we can do to get in there at the middle school level and get them excited about when they go to high school, they know they want to go to the trade program and make a good living doing construction.
Well, it was interesting. A couple of weeks ago, I was at Carson Middle School co-hosting. I didn't realize I was going to do that, their morning newscast, and then doing a Q&A with these students that are working in media down there. And these kids are fabulous. I mean, they are so smart. They are so good with all the technology. And your industry is becoming more and more technology-based. I think that that's a perfect plan to get into the middle schools.
That's exactly right. There is a lot of technology, right? And, you know, some of it actually is, absolutely hands-on. But there's so much when you're talking about programming and bidding and planning and all those things that go into a project. Yeah, there's absolutely a lot of technology. So anybody that's interested in technology and wants to see how the pads work and the sensors work and all that stuff, construction is definitely a route they should be looking at.
Western Nevada College, a lot of help.
Sorry?
Western Nevada College.
Oh, Western Nevada College. Sorry. Yeah, Western Nevada College. Yes, great partnership with Nikki and her team up there, and Kyle, the president, as well as with Carson High. They just came up, the two of them created a program. They're just starting their construction academy that they're looking at. And so we're working with them to try to figure out how we can support that effort. But yeah, same idea there, right? The high school has some programs that they look at doing, and then part of the new program is the kids will be able to do dual credits here starting very soon. So they'll be able to go into college with some credits already there after they shuttle up there during their junior and senior years, and get exposure to the team up there and some of the training they need. So that is another ongoing program, but they just took a big leap with this Construction Academy format, and I think it'll be a great success.
A couple of years ago, Tom Revilio took me out to Sierra Nevada Job Corps, and that's an organization that I don't think as many people realize what's out there and what's available.
No, and it just at their big anniversary party here a few months ago, right, where they celebrated that, I think that's a great program that we have right here locally. And as a matter of fact, I was just on the phone with Hector a couple of weeks ago before the holiday, talking to him about what we might be able to do to help him and his team out there as well to get those young adults, again, not only the exposure, but get them outside of that school environment and support other, getting them out, internships or visiting job sites and stuff as they get ready to go, and expanding that portion of the program. So yeah, great program we have right here.
You know, it's interesting. The whole country is changing in terms of, you know, the need to go to university that was pushed on, you know, for so long, but ended up with a lot of people getting degrees that were worthless, and yet a huge amount of debt. And here you have fantastic industries with high-paying jobs that you can get into with zero or low cost on your end.
Absolutely, and that's when we're trying to talk to these, or are talking to these folks, we're trying to get them to understand that you can, you know, and again, if you want to go to college, that's great. I went to college after, you know, my term in the military, but I think not everybody is fit for college. And what we try is, if you're coming out of high school and you don't know what you want to do, you think you want to do construction, well, then let's get you in a field where you can get some internships and some training and some mentorship. And when you look at where you could be in 4 or 5 years, if you, you know, like it, you put yourself into it and you expand and do a good job, where you and your friend are coming out of college, right? You mentioned that. You can be, even in Nevada, if you use a tuition program, you could still be $50,000, $60,000 in debt, you know, coming out easily. Whereas if you go into a construction trade in 4 or 5 years, you could, if you want, you could be owning your own company, have your own license, a fleet of vehicles, if that's what you want to do. And wherever, it's totally up to you where you want to go. And that's the exciting part to me, is getting that notice out to people that you can decide what you want to do. It can be whatever you want it to be. And I think, again, that's pretty exciting for a lot of people if we can get that message out there.
And the other side of it, too, is also young women. This is a great opportunity for them.
Absolutely. You know, we've talked about that before, too, right? That's
why I bring it up, because last time you came, you brought two amazing young women with you.
And they did a fantastic job, and they've been very successful at what they've done, and their life experiences that they were able to talk about, right? I think, and there's another opportunity, right? We just are actually this week, we're partnering up with Nevada Women's Fund. I believe you know Isla and sure, her team over there, and we're actually working with them to establish a construction scholarship there through the Nevada Women's Fund, exactly with that specific focus through their expertise there. So absolutely trying to continue that effort that, you know, again, whether it's cultural or it's family, getting the knowledge out there that these opportunities are available, and so much is right here going on in Nevada, across the state. It's amazing, a lot of opportunity.
Yes, if you are able to work, there is work available.
Absolutely.
And good work.
Yes.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. We're talking with Glenn Martell. He's the CEO of the Nevada Builders Alliance after this.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Glenn Martell. He's the CEO of the Nevada Builders Alliance. Legislative session is coming up starting in February. What are your thoughts about that, and what would you like to see that affects your business?
I think, you know, we're looking forward to it, Sam. I think we had a very government affairs committee effort last year, this year, prior to the election, and talked to a lot of folks that were running. Some new ones and some returning. I think we've got a good relationship across the board going into this session. We talked a lot about common things, workforce development. You know, one of the things we just talked about, how do we get schools able to do different things? How do we support these charter schools with a bigger effort? Those were all common things that we found across the ground that I think, you know, we'll be able to make some headway on and provide some additional opportunities on the school side. And another thing that we talked about with some of our electeds as well is, you know, how do we simplify things in Nevada? You know, there's books and books and books of laws, and I think there's some common ground that we can modernize some things, simplify some things, whether that's procedural or actually on the books. And one of the things I think in talking with the contractors board is, you know, they're looking at how to modernize their application process and getting out to these different, particularly more of the rural areas along the borders where some of these folks are coming across and supporting us, but not having their licenses and all the certifications that they need to have with the state.
And you're not talking about immigration from other countries. You're talking about immigration from Utah.
From Utah, Idaho. Yes, exactly. We're contract, right? They're coming across to Nevada. Nevada's busy, but we want them to be licensed. We want to make sure that they have the insurance place. We want to make sure they're qualified to do work in Nevada. And the team over at the contractors board is doing a great job with that. So I think there's some opportunity to improve some of those processes there too. So looking forward to the session. It'll be a lot of work, as you know, you spend a lot of time down there, but I think it'll be a good session for the building industry in Nevada.
One of the things that I look at is the permitting process. And, you know, Story County has been, you know, to my mind, the leader in this. Buildings are not falling down in Story County because, you know, they fast-track things. And North Las Vegas made a lot of headway in following Story County in as much as they could do. Do you see any possibilities that Washoe and Reno Sparks are going to be moving in that direction?
You know, I think
and Clark, I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, Clark has made some progress. And we've talked to some of the elected officials down there as well, and they see the need for it, right? Because they talk to a lot of constituents and business people, right? And time is money, and if you miss something, you may never get it back. So time is definitely of the essence. And as you said, we can do it right. And I think, to your point, you know, northerly, yes, I think Washoe's made a lot of progress with what they're doing. The city of Reno is continuing to look at things, and Sparks is really interested in how they can consolidate some things and expedite some things and still make sure that the safety's there and the health protections are there, but that we're doing it in a more timely fashion. Carson City also is looking at doing that. And, you know, Lyon County, Fernley, I think also is doing a really good job at looking, you know, how they get outside contract support, the right people, but making sure that they can handle the workload that's coming out Highway 80 as well. So yeah, I think a lot of the jurisdictions are recognizing the importance of supporting the building in the right way so that we get these opportunities here in Nevada.
Are a lot of people holding their breath in terms of lands bills passing in the lame duck here in the Congress?
I don't think we're going to get it in the lame duck. What we're hoping really is with the new Congress coming in.
Really?
Yeah. That there'll be some more momentum in Nevada that we can, not with our jurist, obviously our federal elected officials support it, but having more support back in D.C. for that. I would love it to be in the lame duck if we can get that done. And if that's out there, I'd be more than happy to take that opportunity and look at what we can do with those available lands.
It would be interesting to see if under the new administration, the Interior Department moves back to Colorado. because they don't really know. When you're in D.C., you have no idea what's going on in the West.
You don't, right? And that's part of the beauty of it. In the United States and, you know, across all of our states is that everything is different. And we are totally different in the West than we are in the East. And, you know, you've traveled extensively as well. And, you know, I've been around the East Coast, and the mannerisms are different. The land is different. The history is completely different.
Well, and the land ownership.
The laws, right? Everything is different. And how you deal with things out here, it just is. It's a unique thing. And I thought that was a unique solution to bring somebody out here and actually have to live here and be here and see it firsthand versus, you know, even on a Zoom call or whatever it could be nowadays, being here is good. So we would support having them be here because I think, again, that's right here with us and being able to be timely and understanding on the ground what's going on.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be back with Glenn Martell after this timeout.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
We wouldn't steer you wrong with the gold standard of steaks at Joel's Chop House. Indulge in dry-aged steaks, seafood, Wagyu tomahawks, located on the second floor, and great views of the Strip.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Glenn Martell. He's the CEO of the Nevada Builders Alliance. Critical minerals came back into the news with what China did just a couple of days ago. Share with people because they may not understand what this means.
So those are also called strategic minerals, right? Is they're critical, they're rare. Rare earth minerals, I think, you know, some of the, you know, germanium and those kind of things we don't see, but what they're critical for is all of our computer infrastructure, all the chip manufacturing, all those things rely on those minerals, and they're just not in abundance. And we happen to have a few spots within the United States where we can mine those, but over the years, we've stopped mining them within the country. China's been our main supplier, and with all the tariff actions and everything else that are going on, China just finally said, you know what, we're not going to allow export of those minerals to the United States. So I think, you know, Northern Nevada and some other states that have these opportunities just became very critically important in the national defense front when you look at what that, you know, manufactures, not only the chips, but also some of the metals that go into some of our missiles and aircraft and all of those things that we use, you know, to defend our way of life. So just like we did 160 years ago, Nevada is primed to be on the national defense front. And it's, again, another unique opportunity in Nevada.
We need to get the processing for lithium in Nevada as well.
Yes. The full loop, right? Yes. All the loop, right? So not only now are we moving forward with the mines to get it out, but then how do we process that locally, not locally there, but within Nevada, hopefully, because again, that's where we can compete. We can compete on the front of time to manufacturing and then time to delivery. So if we can get it via rail or some other quick connection right there for the manufacturing and processing, and then down on the highway or the rail to get it out, that's where we can compete. We have the ability to do that. with all of those minerals, and then full life recycling, right? Bringing it right back and reprocessing and getting it back out to save those materials, I think is a great opportunity for Nevada as well. It's all over the news, but I think that's a huge opportunity.
One of the things that I'm going to be watching closely, as everybody is the relationship that Elon Musk has, not only with the former president about to be the new president, but also with the government of China, because Tesla is, you know, that's one of their biggest places to make money.
Right.
And so he has incredible relationships there. It's going to be fascinating, I think, to watch how that develops.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people are uneasy about that relationship. I think I might look at it a different way. There's a whole different thought process there. When you look at what Elon's done with Tesla and SpaceX and all those things, and the connections he has in the tech world, right? It's just a different way of looking at the world. And if that process can be brought to bear in the government processes and also how we manufacture things in the United States, how we do different things, I would hope we'd be open to looking at a new way of looking at things in the right lane. So I'm hopeful that we can do that, and that's a new mindset that we can take advantage of.
Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
You as well, son. Thank you for being here. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. And we'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real. It's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the heat back on today. Call us today and we'll fix it today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why freeze for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your furnace fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
It happens, and when it does, there's UMC Quick Care.
Snorkel personnel lifts are engineered beyond the industry norm to an uncommon level of safety and durability, and with an eye towards sustainability. They're also designed to be simple to operate and maintain. Snorkel, always at the cutting edge of progress.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, YouTube. You want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next.